Eddie Jordan, chairman of this whole event. If a lot of people may not have realised, if they look at the video input that you put on the Rally Ireland site, you make this event out to be bigger almost than the Formula One Grand Prix for Ireland. It's the biggest that Ireland could get.
Well, it is the biggest. I think a Formula One Grand Prix event in Ireland, as we know it, is not on the cards. I mean, you would be competing against like places like Singapore and China and Japan, people who have such huge and vast sums of money, and most of that money is coming from government sources. So I think Ireland is in a situation where it has so many other sports. These countries, particularly in Asia or in South America, there's only two sports, and that's soccer and motor racing. So I think it's probably unfair to be critical. Anyway, quite apart from that, Ireland is more geared towards rallying. It's how I started. I think everybody started in rallying. And to get a world event like what we have here, and hopefully, I've spoken to Max Mosley today, we should have that event in 2 years' time, and then going on every 2 years. And if we can keep this event and make it one of the biggest things that we have on a sporting calendar, I mean, it's quite huge. And we've already shown the people, north and south, that this can be achieved. The cooperation has been phenomenal. It's not just about a sporting event. It's about commercialism. It's about tourism. But it's also about friendship and putting the hand across people that we haven't been doing before, and making sure that together, north and south, we can become a hugely prosperous and a significant country in the sporting arena.
You were saying, you mentioned your start in rallying. Some of us can remember you taking part in Wexford Motor Club hill climbs at Killorn many, many moons ago.
I remember only too well.
And you did the gambit of Formula One, and a lot of people were wondering whether you'd get encouraged to join in the A1 GP Team Ireland. You seem to be happy taking a back seat, enjoying a golf, and then getting involved in this, going back to your first love of rallying. Do you think this is probably your way to look at it now? You've done all the heavy stuff. This is,
well, it's not a question of heavy or light or whatever. I want to turn the page. I think Formula One is in a very difficult situation. It seems to become Ferrari and McLaren. And I don't want, and you know, Jordan was able to win some Grand Prix, not a lot, but it still was able to compete and finish in the top three in the World Championship. And to do that now is just not possible for any individual team. It has to be either a big, big manufacturer or a multi-massive sponsor or a major corporation. That disappoints me and saddens me, because for me, the whole thrill was being able to see, design, create, race, and win in the car that started as an embryo in our factory, in our workshop, and our creative side. So from that point of view, those days seem to be gone, and I'm disappointed for that.
You made a long trek from Cambodia to here, to be here for today. Presumably, even if it meant going 2 or 3 days without sleep, you would have made sure you got here.
Well, as it happens, I did get a bit of sleep, but an hour and a half before Dave Marin rang me up and told me to get myself up here and sort out a few things. And yeah, now sleep we can do later on. This is an important event. It's something that I wanted to make sure that both parties, both the charity that I'd committed to some time ago before this event happened, I wanted to be fair to them. But I was able to do both, and I was able to get back here through the night to be here for the band is playing tonight, apart from anything else, and tomorrow. So there's a number of things I wanted to be here for. Particularly the first inaugural event for the World Rally Championship in Ireland is a huge event.
Will you be able to stay awake behind the drum kit tonight?
I think I make such bad noise that I probably will.
Just quickly to finish off, Ireland is probably best known everywhere in the world for its hospitality. A lot of the drivers we've been talking to today, especially from outside Europe, have been totally impressed by the reception that Irish people have given. From what you've heard, are you happy that is going to be a major plus towards Rally Ireland with the WRC?
I don't think it's nearly necessary to continue or dwell on that aspect. We know that that's a part of our culture and something the endearment of this island has, that we have a very casual way of seeing things and without being too stressful. The drivers can feel that very quickly. These people are at top of their game in seeing or understanding things. So once things happen, and whether it be the feel of the car or the hospitality, they're aware. And so if they're telling you those stories, I know that that's true anyway, because they're saying the same things to me. And I think that the important thing is that we must finish this properly tomorrow, and hopefully in a positive manner, without any conflict or no clerk at a court decisions going the wrong way or things like that. But just if it runs the way it's running, there's no doubt in my mind we'll get this back in 2 years' time. And then we have a major sporting event that we can really get behind. This was very difficult for the media to get behind initially because they weren't sure what was going to happen. It's unbelievable for this part of Ireland, the Northwest. It's unbelievable between the event that happened in Stormont, who actually turned up for Stormont. It was a great, for me, mandate from everyone who participated and made it the event that it is. And what we now need to do is to make sure that it's a safe and rally, and that we get all of the credits we deserve. And I think that's what will happen.
And then give them, once the whole official thing is finished, give them a massive Irish shindig to get them to come back.
Well, I don't think they need that. They know that that's there anyway.
Cheers, Eddie. Thanks a lot.